The loopholes let people essentially camp out on their own property in an RV or camper without utility connections. County codes otherwise require drinking water, electricity, and wastewater connections. The temporary rural suspension for unincorporated areas within the burn scar expires on the 27th, unless extended this morning by a 4/5 majority. Supervisors will be asked to extend the period by an additional 6 months to July 31st of next year. Also on the docket, the board will be asked to begin the process of changing the county's zoning code to comply with recent, more lenient state rules about so-called accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, often called mother-in-law units. The board will also receive a report on local water resources and previously adopted policies and consider signing a long-shot effort requesting the state of California take over direct management and financial responsibility of in-home support services, a program that provides caregivers to people who might otherwise be institutionalized. Finally, the board will mark the retirement of Tim Snellings, Director of Development Services, who's been with the county for 14 years. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.